This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The city of Park Falls would like residents to know that it has come to their attention that some residents have not received their water and sewer utility bill for the first quarter. If you have not received your bill, the city would like you to contact them, as bills are due on the 15th of this month. You can reach the City Hall at 715-762-2436 by emailing cityhall@cityofparkfalls.com or visiting cityofparkfalls.com. Once again, if you have not received your water and sewer utility bill for the first quarter within the city of Park Falls, please reach out to City Hall as bills are due on the 15th of this month. This Saturday at 1 p.m., Oxbow Bar and Grill is hosting Purse Bingo for Saving Grace. Grab a friend and help them raise money for their mission and future facility. This fundraiser will be a purse and bag bingo. They also plan to have a few small raffle baskets as well. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday at 1 p.m. over at Oxbow Bar and Grill.
For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. It's Election Day in Wisconsin, and the big race is for the state Supreme Court. The most recent Marquette poll showed Chris Taylor ahead of Maria Lazar among likely voters, though nearly half were still undecided, and no new polls have come out since then. Across the state, there are about 75 school referendum questions on the ballot. Polls are open until 8 tonight, and voters can still get a voting ID at the DMV if they need one. Find out where to vote and what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. Once again, that's myvote.wi.gov. The future of WU System President Jay Rothman could be decided today. WizPolitics reports the Board of Regents is meeting in private today to consider firing him after Rothman said in emails last week he'd been told to resign or face termination. Rothman, who's been in the job since 2022, said he's still unsure of the reason. The president of the Regent Board says he was given notice and the talks were part of an ongoing performance review. And Wisconsin is moving forward on PFAS cleanup after Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan plan unlocking $125 million. That money will help towns and homeowners test and treat water for the so-called forever chemicals. About $80 million goes to community grants, and $35 million will help private well owners fix contamination. Lawmakers on both sides say it's a big step to protect safe, clean drinking water across the state. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Tempers flare in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 8-6 over the Red Sox. Bottom of the third, Brewers starter Brandon Woodruff hit batter Wilson Contreras, the brother of William, on the hand. Contreras claimed it's the sixth time Woodruff has hit him with a pitch and that he gets beaned by the Brewers all the time.
It's not just a hit by pitch. That's the 24th time that they hit me in my career, 24th. And that's the sixth time they hit me. And they always say, I'm not trying to hit you. That get old. So next time they hit me again, I'm going to take one of them out. And that's a measure.
We asked Brandon Woodruff for his response.
It's, we've been through that. This is 9 years for me. And it seems like every year he's trying to play a game and he's trying to get, you know, his side fired up, which is fine. But once I knew what was going on, I wasn't going to let it affect me on the mound.
Game two of the series tonight. NBA, the Bucks in Brooklyn to play the Nets with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, a little light snow late tonight. We'll get less than an inch of accumulation with a low dropping down to the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Some rain and freezing rain early, then warmer with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.